With society's endless expectations upon you and mental health and anxiety issues on the rise, finding your true authentic self can be challenging. Being your true self is a key and never a mistake, because you are not a mistake. You are you, unapologetically. Join Dr. Kim R. Grimes as she creates a safe space and initiates influential conversations about you being you. Listen to discussions featuring step-by-step guides, techniques, and principles that you can sink your teeth into about uncovering your greatness, triggering a mindset shift, and living beyond your limiting beliefs. The time to connect with who you were created to be and fall madly, in love with you starts now. Here's your host, Dr. Kim R. Grimes.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to You Are You Unapologetically. I'm your host, Dr. Kim R. Grimes. As always, I'm tickled pink to have you all join us. I'm grateful too. I appreciate your time listening and or watching the podcast. So I'm just giving you guys some love for your support. Today, we're diving into a topic that might sound sciencey. That's a word. But trust me. No. Trust me. It's something that affects every single one of us. I'm serious, honestly. Today, we're talking about dopamine. Have you ever heard of the word dopamine? So if you ever struggled with staying focused on your goals, you felt like you're stuck, or you may feel it now, in a cycle of procrastination, or even notice your mood swinging after scrolling through social media or reading long texts, then dopamine might be the sneaky little chemical culprit behind it all. Now, if you're thinking, why should I care about dopamine? Well, dopamine, it isn't just a feel-good chemical. Nope. It's actually responsible for our drive. It's responsible for our focus and even our ability to remember things. Yes, to remember things. Okay, what are we talking about again? Nah, I'm just joking. But here's the catch. In today's world of constant notification, binge-worthy shows, and quick dopamine hits from junk food like cookies, candy, soda pops, or online shopping, our dopamine systems can get totally, totally out of whack. And I'm not joking. In our fast-paced society, we're constantly overstimulated with social media notifications, endless entertainment options, and instant gratification at every turn. This calls our dopamine system to get out of balance, leaving us feeling unmotivated, scattered brain, and even unhappy. Now, I know this might sound like something only scientists in labs will talk about, but today we're bringing it down to earth. That's right. We're making it real. I'm joined by an incredible woman and another everyday woman like you and me, who is going to share her personal experiences and struggles with focus, motivation, and mood, and how she learned to work with her brain instead of against it. I'm then going to share with you my personal story. Can't have an episode without my personal input, can we? Nope. So grab a cup of tea, get comfy, and let's have an open, honest conversation. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. So today, I can't wait. I can't wait until I tell you about our guest. Our guest today, like all our previous guests, are phenomenal. She's phenomenal. I mean, phenomenal. And so, all right, I'm saying I can't wait. So here it is. Here's who we're going to be talking with today. She is a current senior management leader, CEO slash CFO, responsible for the oversight of the corporation, including the strategic planning, finance, audit, and HR functions, including compensation reviews of her technology company called Technologic. I got to get it right, you guys, because she's amazing and so is her company. Okay. She has presided over an unprecedented growth period for the corporation, leading it through an expensive 20-year period from 20 employees, you guys, 20 employees, 25 million startup to its current 300 employees operation, pushing the 1 billion, I said, 1 billion mark with an established tier one client base of multi-billion dollar clients and running 10 offices nationwide. I said she's phenomenal, but wait, as an accomplished C-suite executive who has successfully developed long-term growth plans, she helps to bring business to the next level. She has developed and expanded her ability to inspire teams to bring novel ideas to life. See, our guest, who you're about to talk to, yep, listen to, yes, has the ability to quickly form connections, establish credibility, and generate buy-in for out-of-the-box solutions. She has managed large P&Ls and have extensive financial acumen. How about she's also has a heart for community service, which has been demonstrated through leadership positions with Girl Scouts, working from local leaders to national delegates, and currently sit on the local and service unit board. She also has been active with the Jeremiah Society for over 10 years, helping adults with severe mental challenges. I'm telling you guys, I can't wait to tell you who she is as I'm sharing this. Oh, wait, Meals on Wheels benefits from her leadership in collaborating with more employees on annual December meal drop-off. She is a current board member of American Red Cross and Big Brother, Big Sisters. Please, 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 please help me to welcome, like I said, our phenomenal guest, Tammy Cooper, to Yay You. Yay, Tammy, welcome, 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 welcome. Yay, so happy you're here. Welcome, my love, welcome.
Oh my gosh, Dr. Kim, I'm so excited to be here. I'm so excited to be a part of this programming. Your words were so inspiring. I can't begin to thank you for what you said. Thank you.
You're so welcome, Tammy. You are a powerhouse. You hold back no punches. You are all about getting it done. And what an honor it is to have you as a guest on Yay You. I am grateful. I am so grateful that you're here. And so usually what I do is I'll ask our guests to share how we met. But I would like to share with my listeners how we met, how we came together. So you guys, Tammy won the Enterprise Women of the Year Award for her company, Technologic. She won this award in 2003. And at that time, Tammy grew her company's revenue over 680 million. I said million, yes. And today, she has already surpassed that amount. Isn't that sweet? Like, that's amazing. So, Monica Smalley, she is the chief editor and CEO of Enterprising Women magazine. She recommended that I reached out to Tammy to see if Tammy would be willing to give back as a mentor by mentoring a smaller women-owned business. And without a doubt, Tammy said, absolutely, absolutely yes. She is a born servant leader. And just another reason for me to say thank you, Tammy, for being awesome. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being amazing.
I am so blessed and humbled by your introduction. I am just unbelievable. Thank you. Yeah, the award was 2023 for Enterprise Women Magazine, and I was honored to receive that award from many, many great, great, great contestants against me. It was just wonderful.
Absolutely. Well, you deserve it. You definitely deserve it. So let's jump into our open, honest, and our juicy conversation that we're going to have here. All right. So we know that, let's start with this. Have you ever had one of those days, where you know that you have so much to do, but you just can't get yourself to start, right? You can't get going. So what is your go-to distraction?
So we all have those days. We all have those days. Actually, I'm having one of those days today. I can't say I don't have one of those days. Today is one of those days. Everything I'm touching, my computer is breaking. Everything I'm touching is not working today. So yes, I'm having one of those days too. My normal go-to distraction would be baseball. Baseball is my hobby. I would look up if it was live baseball season right now, I would look up to see the stats. I would like to learn the trades, what's going on in the fields, how my teams are doing. So yes, that would be my go-to distraction. For me, that's my calm, my zen. So that would be my distraction. Unfortunately, you know, I'm in hibernation right now. It's not baseball season. I'm about a month away. So I distract on other things. Shopping is a big distraction for me also. I've been spending too much money this offseason. I wish baseball was here so I wouldn't be spending money because I do like shopping. I've been wearing a lot of new outfits. So yes, that is my distraction.
And that's what we love, right? We love shopping, particularly women. There are some men out there that love shopping too, but yes, definitely. All right. So your go-to distraction is baseball. And I'm sorry you haven't won those days. Oh my gosh, do I feel you. So we've all been there, because that's what we're saying. We've all been there and having those days. But just like in a normal day, just scrolling through like either TikTok or Instagram if you have that time, or even texting, right? Just for 5 minutes, it can suddenly suck you in and you look and you're like an hour later, like, what have I been doing? How do you notice when those dopamine traps start pulling you in? That's what we call them, dopamine traps.
Well, you know, we all have them. You know, I'm on social media a lot. I'm on LinkedIn, I'm on Facebook, and you lose track of your time while you're engaging those activities. You feel the urge that I've got to check my phone every minute. Well, you don't. There are important things that you've got to consider. But yes, everyone has those. The activity might feel rewarding, but it leaves you feeling empty, guilty, restless, because it's not solving the problem or the task at hand. It's pulling you away, making you in your own little world, but it's useless. It's not be able to solve whatever you're trying to solve, that you're looking for an escape pattern. So you don't need to escape from everything. You need to be able to find other resources that you can use, that you can throw yourself into, which might be your job, might be work, but it's always good to take a break every once in a while. Just don't get sucked into that for a long period of time.
Right. And just like you like baseball, like that's your go-to. Have you ever tried any other thing that will help you feel more motivated or more focused? Like, do you have like any routines or exercise or habits that will help you in this space?
So I read a lot. I like to read on how I can. I heard a nice phrase, and I would love to throw the phrase here. If you have reached the top in your career or by the top, send the elevator back down to elevate other people. I think that that's so important. And by reading, I've learned that. I put it all over my LinkedIn. Send the elevator back down. That should be something, a big takeaway. But yes, I mean, there are other things. I walk. I like to walk around the block, maybe to clear my mind. I mean, the phone, if I didn't have it 10 years ago, I shouldn't be so dependent upon it. So yeah, you know, define your why. Why do you do things? What is your why? What are you passionate about? What do you need to do? Define your goals. What kind of goals? Maybe take small steps toward your goals. Use SMART goals. By SMART goals, I mean specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. So make sure you reward yourself for when you throw yourself into something that's achieving your goals versus something that's taken away from your goals.
Absolutely. And so I love the fact that you said reward yourself, because sometimes as we're going through, we're on the journey, we're doing, and we do achieve, That's the last thing that we will think of is a reward. So do you have any in mind, like, what would be a good reward, when you accomplish the goal, or you find yourself, and something just simple as, you know what, I achieved not looking at my phone. I put it down. And what are some of the small rewards?
So a small reward for putting your phone down is I'm not online shopping. I'm saving money. So that's a great reward for putting your phone down. I throw myself in, a lot of times into my nonprofit work, and that feels very rewarding to me. Right now, we're dealing with the fires out here in California, and I'm very involved, like I said, with the Red Cross. So I'm organizing all these drives, and our company is raising money for the Red Cross so that we can help donate and be part of it. So I throw myself into something that has meaningful, that's meaningful to me, that I'm doing some good with it. I mean, sitting there buying things is not meaningful to me. It makes me feel good, but it's not meaningful. It's not meaningful work. So I'm trying to throw myself into something that means something to somebody.
Yes, and from your bio, you are a true, and I said servant leader. Like, you give and you give. And so by you just sharing how you'll go into like your nonprofit and serve and give and work in the community, you are definitely the type of person that aim for impact, right? You want to make a difference. And so although we're talking about, our dopamine, how can we use this topic to make an impact and help change those who are struggling or just stuck?
So there's intrinsic values and extrinsic values. Intrinsic, focus on activities that you enjoy or that you value deeply. Like I said, I go to any of the nonprofits, throw myself into it. If I can't give something my all, such as your mentorship, I'm not part of it. I need to be able to give something my all. And then there's extrinsic values where you're treating yourself after hitting a milestone. Oh, wow, I felt so good that I did this. So I'm going to cut my work off for the day, and I'm going to go out and spend family time. Something that,
Yeah, or get some ice cream.
or ice cream, yeah, ice cream. Something that I'm rewarding myself because I've hit something that I've been trying to achieve that day. So intrinsic, extrinsic, what's meaningful to you? What purpose do you want to have? Like I said before, define your why. Why are you here? What are you having to sell? I am very blessed and humbled that I'm running a company. Not many people are women CEOs on a tech company. I probably like one of three. So there's not very many, but I feel blessed. And for me to show my blessing, I want to give back. I don't want to be remembered as someone that's running a tech company. I want to be remembered, hey, she was very involved in this organization and look what she made a difference. So I want to make a difference. I have a mentorship program I started at my job here. It makes a difference. I never want someone to come to me, an employee, and say to me, hey, I have a dead-end job. I work 9 to 5. That is not the case. I have input into their goals and their achievements. I want to help them reach their goals in life, and showing them the pathway to achieve this is something that means a lot to me.
And I'm so glad that you shared about your mentor program at your business, because I remember when I initially connected with you, you shared that with me. And I thought that was so empowering to take a employee and show them their value, help them to see how valuable they are, help them to know that they are important and that they matter. And not only that, that they're more than enough, right? So I'm so glad that you shared that.
They're more than enough. I'm going to help in their career journey. I never want to, like I said, I don't want to hear, I go 9 to 5, I go home. I have no career path. Yes, you do. And I want to provide that for you. But, reach out, tell me, I'm here. My door is always open.
You're so right. Like, you have been so not only open, but when somebody supportive, that's the word I'm talking, so supportive just in the small amount of time that we did connect and that we're communicating. And I am so grateful. I really am. So can you share a moment, like a real life example, a moment when you realized something in your life needed to change? What did you do differently and how did it feel? So tell me about when you recognized, what was it that moment? What did you do differently and how did it feel?
So, personal note to me, over the holidays, I was diagnosed with a heart condition. My left side, I'm going to my heart, is 59% blocked. My right side is clear. So now I go to a cardiologist, and one of the things I recognize is I've got to lose weight, and I'm on a massive weight loss. So that's a big change for me. I normally come home, eat ice cream. I'm not much of a snacker, but I eat ice cream. I have dessert.
Of ice cream.
Yeah, so I have changed my entire diet. I have salads now, salads with protein in them. Everything I do right now is with purpose because I can't take away what's happened already. I can stop the future, and that's what I want to do. So that's a big change in my life that has happened. And it's a lesson for me. I used to eat anything, any kind of candy and chocolates, and people gave me chocolates here for the holidays, for Christmas. I gave it away. I said, I'm not eating it. I have chocolates on my desk. I'm giving away to people. I'm not eating it. I 100%, it's a wake-up call, and I am changing my entire life. So that's a change.
Now, how do you feel about all of that? How are you feeling now and knowing what you know now and implementing those things? How is it impacting you? I know you're saying you're giving away things and you're eating different, but what are you feeling?
I think I'm never been as healthy as I feel right now. Reward of that is finding it early. I could have found it after a heart attack. I could have found it later, but finding it early, going to a cardiologist, she said, I don't see people till they're like in their 70s or 80s. And, she sees me sitting there with all these older people there. And I said, I just want to, she said, I can't reverse it, but I can stop it. And that's all I want to do. So I feel very grateful. I feel, blessed that it was caught. I feel as healthy as I can be right now because I'm eating healthy. I'm not snacking. I'm not taking, I'm drinking water. A lot of water right now.
Oh my gosh. Yes, that is so important. So let me ask you this. If there's one thing that our listeners should take away from our conversation today about dopamine, what would it be?
So my one takeaway for you is define your why. What is your purpose? Define your why and go forward with that. Why are you here? What are you trying to serve? What kind of are you trying to accomplish? Create accountability for what you do. Focus on growth. Don't have any negative thoughts. And acknowledge the progress that you've made in your life and keep going forward with it.
Awesome. Okay, so you're so amazing. I'm quite sure our listeners and those who watch us on YouTube will want to connect with you. So please let them know how they can connect with you. Feel free to share, like I said, your website, email, LinkedIn, Facebook, whatever.
So you can reach me at my email. It's Tammy, Tammy dot Cooper at Technologent, Technologent dot com. And please specify that you heard me on the podcast on the YouTube. I get hundreds and thousands of emails, and I want the listeners to reach out to me. I am here. I'm here to help. I want to be a resource. People call me to sell everything in the world, and I don't know a bad one from a good one. So please, in the heading, make sure that you reach out to me saying where you heard me.
Awesome. Oh my gosh, Tammy. Thank you for being so open. Thank you for sharing your experiences. Thank you for being, transparent and real. I know that our listeners are going to relate to what you shared in this episode. So thank you again and again and again for being here. And thank you for the many of ways that you give back, right? That you serve your community and you give back in so many ways. Thank you so much for being you unapologetically.
Thank you for what you do, because what you do matters and it makes a difference. So thank you for what you do, for having these podcasts, to enriching other people's lives. That makes a difference.
I'm so grateful. Thank you, my dear. So we're going to say bye for now. And you guys, we're going to take a quick little break and then I will be back. So we're just going to give a big warm hug to Tammy for being here and just sharing what she shared. Thank you again, Tammy. We will talk to you soon. All right, guys, I'll be back. Welcome back from our small break, and big thanks and lots of love goes out to Tammy Cooper. Thank you, Tammy. We truly appreciate you. So let me jump into my personal experiences with controlling my dopamine for memory, motivation, mood, and attention. So let's start with my mood, right? I have noticed how certain habits, like eating junk food. And wait, I love eating junk food, but staying up late for doom scrolling, too much screen time, I notice how it affects my mood and how I feel emotionally the next day. It takes a toll. So therefore, I am intentional about not having excessive screen time from either my phone or television and my laptop as well. I minimize the number of days I stay up late, and I have to admit, I am a work in progress when it comes to eating junk food. I'm just being real with it. So I'm intentional in doing these things because I know it impacts my mood. When I feel like my life is overwhelming or I feel like super overwhelmed, I first have to recognize that I am overwhelmed. Like, that's the first and foremost thing. Like, I have to recognize, ooh, this is what I'm feeling. And I actually do. I feel it like in my stomach first, more than anything. And then, like I said again, I'm intentional. I intentionally stop. Once I feel that, I recognize that I'm in overwhelm and it's a lot going on. I just stop what I'm doing. I'll go to a quiet place, maybe a bathroom, my bathroom, or I'll go in to one of my closets or a spare room in my home, and I'll just sit there with my emotion, the emotion of overwhelm. Sometimes I'll go into these spaces with music. Sometimes I'll just sit and meditate. But majority of the time, I'm actually speaking to the emotion. And we're talking overwhelm, right? I'm speaking to that emotion, but I speak to all my emotions as well. But, and what I'm saying to overwhelm, I'm literally acknowledging that I'm overwhelmed and I see you overwhelmed. I know that you are here overwhelmed. I treat my emotion as if it's, tangible. I really look at all of my emotions as children in a sense that want attention. And so I stop and I give my emotion, all of them, attention. And so when I sit with it, I tell it that I feel it, I see it, I know it's here. And I tell it, I'm gonna just sit here with you, overwhelmed, until you dissipate. And I sit until it dissipates. That helps a lot with me managing my overwhelm and when I feel burnt out. To protect my dopamine, I have to set boundaries as well. Set boundaries, put boundaries in place with myself. Like when we're eating meals, no phones are allowed at the table. Turn off my phone or put it on do not disturb a certain time and really aim for 9 p.m. every evening. Although at times I will drink sodas, but I make sure that they are caffeine-free. And most importantly, I exercise every day except Sundays. I make sure that I'm moving, whether it's lifting weights, walking, or just hopping on the elliptical. I'm doing something. I'm doing something. So this helps me as well to put boundaries in place when it comes to my dopamine. All right. Now, if you feel stuck in a rut, and you want to start implementing small changes to improve your focus or your mood, I highly, highly, highly recommend creating healthier routines. Take a brisk walk without your phone or with your phone turned off, right? Or you can ride a bike. Here's something that I also want to encourage. Drink plenty of water. We don't drink enough water. Drink plenty of water. You'll be amazed to what just drinking water will do. Also, watch what you eat. Our diet plays a part, a huge part in how we feel the next day. Especially pay attention to what you eat before you go to bed. So, in other words, diet and exercise and will help definitely help But you don't have to make a drastic change. It doesn't have to be big. You know, allow the change to take place gradually. I always say baby steps or take micro baby steps. Just know we do not have to have it all figured out. We don't. We don't have to have all the answers. Allow what Tammy shared and allow what I'm sharing to remind you that you don't have to have it all figured out. Take micro baby steps, or you can take small steps. Believe me when I say this, each step you take will count. So let's take some steps. Today's conversation showed us that dopamine isn't some mystery chemical we can't control. It's actually something we can influence with our daily choices, from creating healthier routines to setting small, realistic, Tammy said SMART goals, right? Setting those goals, it is all about awareness and consistency. Being aware and being consistent is important. Remember, this isn't about being perfect either. It's not about being perfect or having it all together. It's about understanding how your brain works and being gentle with yourself, giving yourself grace as you make changes. Again, whether it's taking a short walk, spending less time on your phone or your computer or in front of the television, but make sure you're drinking more water, because every little effort matters. With all that being said and all that being shared, if today's episode resonates with you, share it with a friend, please, or one of your family members. And if you have a personal story or tip to share about managing your dopamine, drop us a message. We love to hear from you. We love to hear from you. And so I always like to end our episodes with this, because I want to remind you guys, as you listen to our episodes, that society has rigid expectations. They're rigid and they're endless. They have endless opinions and self-expression, where self-expression and self-appreciation can feel challenging, daunting, heavy, all of that. And when you're in this space and you feel this, it causes you to push it away, and you dumb down and you hide who you are, who you really are, and you just ride the wave. And in other words, go with the flow. I need you to understand that you are you unapologetically means being true to who you were created to be, being true to that, and not allowing people's opinions to affect how you show up in life. It's no doubt people are going to talk about you all day long for the rest of your life. That's a given. But you don't have time. You don't have time to be intimidated by the presence of others and think so little of yourself. You don't have time for that. So when you start showing up without pretense and hesitation, then the world can't and won't be able to dim your glamour. I'm telling you, they can't. Although they may try, they can't. And most importantly, you will be inspired to shine so brightly. Your light that is within you, you're going to shine, and then you're going to share who you are, your light, and serve others and help them to tap into their own brilliance. So let's all agree to put an end to this disparaging mindset of, and begin to own our authentic self. Let's do that. Join me here, where I create a safe space and I initiate influential conversations about being you. That's right, you being you. Why? Because you are you. Unapologetically, and no one, absolutely positively, no one is better at being you than you. So, thanks so much for checking out this podcast, There's more to come. I appreciate your support. It is greatly appreciated. And please know that we can't do this without you. So without you, we can't. So we appreciate you. Keep showing up for yourself. Keep taking, you know, the steps, setting the goals, doing the things that you need to do. And remember, at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, protect your dopamine and know that you are more than enough. You are more than enough, just as you are. Until next time, take care and stay true to you. I'll see you soon on Yay You. Bye-bye or ciao, ciao for now.
Thank you for listening to this episode. May this transformational discussion shift your mindset so you can live in possibility, so you can step higher in your greatness and stand bolder in your brilliance. Do not wait another minute. Start now to uncover your greatness and begin to fall madly, madly, did I say madly, in love with you. The journey to unleashing and owning your true self doesn't end here. Be sure to subscribe to the show at KimRGrimes.com. Leave a rating and gear up for more conversations like this one. See you on the next episode. And remember, you are not a mistake. You are you, unapologetically.